Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
Patrick gets really emotional. Oh, wait, so do I keep going? Oh, you put ellipses there. Okay.
I know, I didn't write it. Screwed me up. Correctly.
Okay. All right, do it again.
Sorry. Hold on a second.
No. It's fine.
I screwed myself up. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
Patrick gets really emotional. So, in other words, a normal show.
Yes, Jim. A normal show.
All right. Are we doing it again? Or are we keeping that? Is that a good take?
I don't know. Let's try it one more time.
All right. Oh, you go. That's
right. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
Patrick gets really emotional. So in other words, a normal show.
Yes, Jim. A normal show.
That was good. I really like the theme this week. Like this?
It's incredible. This is good. Yeah, it's really stimulating and thought-provoking, Jim. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Plus, it also proves my theory that our listeners are smarter than we are.
Oh, absolutely. So we put up a thing on Facebook that said, name a band whose big hit is not really representative of their work. We got tons of comments on Facebook, and we decided we would make a week out of it with just five of the bands. Mm-hmm. We'll probably do this again at some point down the road. So if we didn't get to your band, we'll probably do it later. All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And what is today's band?
Today's band, Jim, is Not a Surf.
Not a Surf.
Yeah. What do you know about
it? Nothing.
Okay.
Nada. So
you're welcome.
I know their big hit song.
Yeah.
And that's it. Okay. So I'm going to be educated on this one because much like the caller we're about to hear, I think I heard that song and just sort of wrote them off.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, this is Justin Steiner. I'm calling to talk some Not a Surf. So you were asking on Facebook a while ago about a big hit song for a band that wasn't representative of their work. And Not a Surf's popular came to mind for me. It was in 96 when it kind of hit the airwaves, and it was this snarky spoken word, and this, like, really sarcastic song about cheerleaders and the football hero and how they're the popular people.
Three important rules for breaking up. Don't put off breaking up when you know you want to. Prolonging the situation only makes it worse. Tell them honestly, simply, kindly, but firmly. Don't make a big production. Don't make up an elaborate story. This will help you avoid a big tear-jerking scene. If you want to date other people, say so. Be prepared for the boy to feel hurt and rejected. Even if you've gone together for only a short time and haven't been too serious, there's still a feeling of rejection when someone says she prefers a company of others to your exclusive company. But if you're honest and direct and avoid making a flowery emotional speech when you break the news, the boy will respect you for your frankness, and honestly, he'll appreciate the kind, straightforward manner in which you told him your decision. Unless he's a real jerk or a crybaby, you'll remain friends.
It felt even dated for 1996. It had that alt-rock sound, and just, it turned me off, and I was like, yeah, I don't need to pay any attention to this band. But then in 2002, I read reviews about their album Let Go, talking about how it was completely different. So I picked it up, gave it a whirl, and from the opening track, Blizzard of 77, realized it was a completely different band than what I thought they were from Popular.
In the blizzard of 77, the cars were just lumps on the snow. And then later, tripping in 7-Eleven, the shelves were stretching out of control. On a plane ride, the more it shakes, the more I have to let go. Now the signal's still getting all mixed up. We're always doing damage control. But in the middle of the night, I worry it's blurry even without light. In the middle of the night, I worry it's blurry even without light.
know, acoustic guitars, lyrics to pay attention to. In the blizzard of 77, the cars were just lumps on the snow. Like, I mean, right away, I'm like, okay, I want to hear some more. And more importantly, there was melody, not any of that spoken word kind of stuff from popular, but good old melody. It's like a 2-minute song, and then it goes into a song called Happy Kid.
I'm just a happy kid.
A nice little rocking song. So it turns out Not a Surf is actually a really good power pop band. They have some great songwriting. CD's Bones, off of their 2008 album Lucky, has three distinct melodies that kind of go through the song, and they all kind of weave together at the end, really catchy. In 2012, Doug Gillard from Guided by Voices joined the band. A song on that called When I Was Young starts acoustic, atmospheric, and then like guitar crash in.
When I was young, I didn't know if I was better off asleep or up. Now I've grown up, I wonder what was that world I was dreaming of. When I was young, I didn't know if I was better off asleep or up. Now I've grown up, I wonder what was that world I was dreaming of. What was that world I was dreaming of? What was that world I was dreaming of?
Great. Another song there, Teenage Dreams. It's all about, like, you know, it's not too late for teenage dreams. So they're popular and making fun of the high schoolers back, you know, 16 years before. Suddenly it's like, hey, you know what? It's okay to have those teenage dreams and to dream. But for me, their best song comes off at their 2005 album, and it's The Weight is a Gift, and the song is Always Love, which I would nominate for a perfect pop song. It's just beautiful. Always love, hate will get you every time. Always love, don't wait till the finish line. So, you know, there's the heart right there. They didn't have the heart, that song, popular, no heart, but Always Love, full of heart and love. And I love Not a Surf so much, and I think they deserve to be heard by everybody. So thanks for listening, and talk to you soon.
Yeah.
What a song, right?
I had never heard that before. Oh God, I don't know any of their
song.
Stuff. Yeah.
And this record, you know, I'm really happy about this, Jim, because this record, The Way Does It Get, really touches a nerve for me. It was a really important record for me in the mid-2000s. I was, you know, a little bit adrift and at one point and just kind of feeling like, well, what am I supposed to do now? And, you know, kind of raising kids and, like, not really sure where I was going to go. And this struck me as a song cycle that came along at a time in my life where I needed it, right? I was not sure to always remember that I was a functioning member of society and you got to go out and engage with people. Like, you can live inside your own head too much, you know? And
right.
My favorite record of this year, and that places it pretty high in the running for the best
wow.
record of the 2000s. Like, it's really important to me. And I love the way Justin summed up, you know, I probably don't know their career in scope like the way he does, but this record for some reason really touched a nerve with me. So he was quoting lyrics, right? So
yes,
I look in the mirror, see what my hair is doing. Is it kind of Skywalker or is it just kind of stupid? But that's not the real reason I'm looking. I need a reminder of what I'm doing. I need a reminder that I'm human.
I look in the mirror to see what my hair is doing. Is it kind of Skywalker? Or is it kind of stupid? But that's not the real reason I'm looking.
You ever have one of those records where you listen to it and it kind of gets on your body, like you can't get it off, even if you want to? Like something about it just sticks on you? This is the record for me. I think it's a total lost gem from the mid-2000s, and I'm so glad that we're talking about this band, you know?
That's so interesting to me because...
Yeah, because if there's ever a band whose main single does not represent the heart and soul, this is it. Yeah, it's like saying... The letter represents Big Star. I mean, it's just not
well. That was
right.
Box Tops.
I understand,
but
it's
I know
still
what you're
Alex
saying.
Chilton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, right, right.
It's that misguided.
That's right. What I think is interesting here about this band is the song "Popular" was on their first album.
Yeah, a
so
long time ago.
So they had a hit song on their first album. Coincidentally. Produced by Rick Ocasek.
No way.
I don't know if you know that.
I did not know that.
1996. And on Elektra Records. So it's a major label release.
Right.
And then they end up having a career after that, which was not as successful commercially, but they recorded several albums here, mostly then on independent labels.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had, it looks like they had one more on Elektra. And after that, they went to Barsuk Records.
Yeah,
and
they kind of went back to being indie.
Right. So
It's a weird
cycle. It's kind of a reverse of the way a lot of other bands operate. But it sounds to me kind of in reverse of the Soul Asylum example, it sounds to me like they gained like more credibility as they went along.
Totally.
Right?
And they got better.
Yeah.
They got way better.
There you go.
They learned lessons, and this album has some of that major label experience in it. Like, when you listen to it, it's like you can get bruised by life. And when you do, you know, like if you listen to the last song, Blankest Year, on this record, it's basically about being a rock star. Maybe we should play out with that. It's just an amazing song.
And what's funny about this is...
I think this is one of the greatest records made, in the past 10 years.
This is so interesting to me because... Before today, I would have lumped Not a Surf in with a band like Harvey Danger. Do you remember that band?
Yeah, I do.
Right?
Right.
Like sort of a 90s one-hit wonder that had like a song that was sort of a novelty-ish kind of song.
As long as you're not saying fastball, we're cool.
On alternative radio. And, you know, you kind of liked it, but you always knew it was kind of a throwaway song.
Yeah.
And you just figured that was, it was kind of a throwaway band.
Yeah.
And but that's not the case with Not a Surf.
No, not in my opinion at all.
All right. Very good. This has been very educational.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I'm going to have to listen to more of their stuff.
It touched the nerve.
You got some records I can borrow?
Yeah, I do.
All right. So I think people, they want to know more about bands that maybe were overlooked and they should listen to. And they can do that by listening to Rock in the Suburbs.
Every day, like
every
tomorrow.
Every day, like tomorrow and all other days. You can find the show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and SoundCloud and Stitcher and lots of other places. Please, you know, this would really help us out. Please go to Apple Podcasts. It used to be called iTunes.
Yeah.
You can rate the show there. All you do is click on a certain number of stars.
5 stars.
And then just type like a sentence, like a review.
Really?
They're cool guys. Whatever. You know, that's all it has to be. I like the show. Whatever. That's all it has to be.
We care. You should too.
And then that will help us out. That's all you need to know. That will help us out. Then, you can also tell us about other bands that you think maybe are not best represented by their hit song.
Yeah, what do you got?
I think this is a really good exercise. So you can email us, rock@suburbspod.com, or you can call, just like Justin did, 612-440-1984. Or you can find us on social media, which is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram for us. That's all at Suburbs Pod. Mm-hmm. Well, Facebook's going through a thing right now.
Yeah, they're having some problems.
I don't know.
They might have our data.
They may. Mm-hmm. We got nothing to hide. So
Cambridge Analytics, come at us, bro.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. All right. What was the song we wanted to play out with?
We're going to play out with Blankest Year by Not a Surf Off. The amazing The Weight is a Gift.
The Weight is a Gift.
Go
you,
get it,
you
people.
Really like this album.
God, I love it.
What were you doing in 2005?
It was a tough time.
All right. Was it the Blankest Year?
It was.
All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Gave it a whirl.
Cambridge Analytics, come at us, bro.